Can you put the lapel a bit higher up? I'm sorry, what's your name?
What? Reina.
Reina, right.
What is it?
No, the lapel, it should be actually closer to your head.
What is?
Yeah, that's a bit better. One of your rival groups.
Ah, sabotage. Who wants to have something?
Summary.
What? What's the answer?
Summary. No, it's just summary. No. No.
I'll do it.
Okay. Oh, right this one. Okay.
Have you changed the
I didn't have privileges to get in to update your file.
Yeah.
No,
when you said it at the beginning, I thought must check the rewrite, and then
yeah, because I forget mine as well, and it's just like, you know, every time I put something in there. That was the main thing. So as soon as that's in, it'll be ready. I was making a couple little changes as well, so those will be able to play with. Still working on the trying to get the topics and summary search implemented as well. So that's sort of tonight. Getting a better feel for all these night objects.
Yeah.
It's just seems a little chaos.
Yeah.
It's like if you're going to use this stuff later on in your life, then you need to spend the time to invest and learn all about them. But it's like, what's the minimum I can get away with?
Yeah, yeah.
Get
yeah,
me
yeah.
what we need. So it's like, I don't know. Unless I want to do something with this in the future.
There is a file in the directory called disful.
I saw that, and I'm just trying to remember if I did create it.
I was
trying some stuff a couple weeks ago, so that may be mine.
Doesn't have anything in it.
Oh, really?
But it does. Okay. It has about three lines of XML that didn't do much.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it's not again to the system.
What's that?
Yeah, I think it was me.
I don't know.
But yeah,
that was.
Just seems to be occupying space, so it doesn't matter.
Give you false impressions of what's happening. Something's going on.
I had lots of stuff in there yesterday.
Yeah.
Loads of stuff.
All those objects.
They lived there, but then I had even more stuff there yesterday. I was unzipping all these kind of crazy huge things that were in locks. I needed them. They were for this though. It's all right.
I was going to quote on that. What did you actually do?
Oh, it's huge.
Okay. So we probably won't have to worry about
that.
Yeah.
Should run
VI. Yeah, it's about 8 gigs on there.
Yeah,
it's just much bigger than all of our home, though. It's just
yeah,
fun, isn't
it? How's everything else gone?
Has anyone had time to play with it?
Yeah, I had a play with it yesterday.
Any comments?
No, it was good, really. Yeah, I liked it. It generated a lot of exceptions in the background.
Actually,
it didn't cause any problems, but it just...
Do we want to keep that? Like, are we keeping that, how that happens? It just prints everything out in the shell as well, because it does everything, just kind of... I guess that's its default behavior.
Might
anyway,
as well,
so it's just
yeah,
kinda,
I mean...
It doesn't really do anything,
yeah.
So...
The thing is that, yeah, there is, as I said a while ago, there is still this one error, which is a bug in NXT.
Oh,
and
right.
That always generates these. I think when you left click or right click or something, I can't remember now. But if it's a real error, then it stops, so you can't.
Yeah, I did discover any errors.
Okay.
I did have a list.
Good.
I followed it to see if it didn't break. It didn't break. I didn't play that long. But it seemed alright, didn't it? And the startup screen looks quite good. Looks alright.
Yeah.
I was more or less just playing with the things that I had to do directly with what I was doing, so I didn't take it for a full test drive yet, but you can do that.
Yeah,
right,
we did.
Right.
Is there any comments you have about just like wording and or some sort of minor things?
No, it looks alright. The only thing is it's not. The startup screen's not too pretty, but
a lot of these JavaScript
at the moment as well. The whole windows that pop up are not pretty at all, but I would make them a bit nicer if I had more time. But at the moment, it doesn't look like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
no, it's not the top priority.
If you change your window manager, it might look a little bit nicer.
Yeah, I think it'd look better on Windows as well, actually, because
okay.
Java uses the native Windows, doesn't it? So.
Yeah. Actually, can we run it on Windows?
But that took me so long to do this bloody start window.
Did it really?
Nasty. So I'm quite glad that it looks, nice on one run and all this kind of
thing. Were you using like a GUI builder or just all from
No,
board?
This is just, yeah.
Okay, that's...
Yeah.
That's nasty.
Well, the speaker characterization is finished.
Right.
I haven't done it. I haven't updated all those object files yet, because it takes ages on these computers. So I do it. It's faster for some bizarre reason. If I log in at home and then run the code, it runs it much faster than if I do it here.
That's
hard. But it's hard enough to sit in the lab and wait half an hour.
Can you connect to your home machine from here and then start it from there?
No,
I've done stuff like that before.
It really speed it up.
Yeah, I started using your the speaker. I don't know if you've seen that.
It tells you what speakers are in which meeting, and then you can see which topics. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. But it's good. Your stuff is really good. It's got a good interface and easy to use. It's nice.
Yeah. The dialogue apps are all done. And they're quite amusing, some of them. But there's some of the thing, what I wanted to talk about the dialogue bits was there are some that occur all the time that are just, and I don't know how interesting there are. So the one statement is that I've removed it because it was like everything is prefixed by statement. Every single dialogue bit starts with statement.
Right.
And so everybody's top dialogue bit statement.
Well,
so
we'll include that then.
So I got rid of that. And then everybody, the next one seems to mostly be back channel. Well, I don't know what that means. Who knows? What was it? Back channel.
It's when they say, yeah.
Is that what that means? Oh, we'll keep that then. And then the other.
I don't know if that's very
it's kind of boring. Yeah,
exactly.
Some people don't, though. There are some people who don't do that. Actually, yeah, you can see that they don't do that. And it's the bottom of their list.
They're asleep, I think.
And, some people have, and acknowledgement is a big one that comes up all the time. Yes, no questions. What else?
So which, suggest, maybe you can suggest a few that which would be interesting to list, like three or four or something.
Well, that's the thing, that's what I wanted to know, whether or not because at the moment you can get, there's a method that will just give you the top five, or the top X, you give it a number
mm-hmm.
and it will give you the top whatever for each person. And then each meeting knows about all the different dialogues for each person in the meeting. And the amount that occurred, and we'll give you that in top order as well, or we'll give you, or you can just search for each specific dialogue act. That you have to search on in B's and K's rather than real words. I don't know, but I can change that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what we want to display. That's what I'm asking you.
I know if we have like a choice, so they can filter those out. The top most common, just say okay, well, show all or show.
All's like 25.
But
dialogues.
I mean, do we care if
I don't know.
Why don't,
it doesn't really matter.
I think it'd be
I'm
difficult.
I'm gonna have to filter these out.
But it would be difficult if if in the speaker characterization window we had a heading, top five dialogue acts, and then the little brackets, but they're not actually the top five, but top five minus the most common ones, which are
I think we should have the global top five. Because each speaker's got a top whatever, and so just say one of the boxes just explains, says this is my top five dialogue acts.
For the speaker.
For the speaker.
Yeah.
And then in the meeting, you have what you could either have the most commonly occurring ones, or you could have a list of each speaker's top delegates. Either of those would do, but it would start to take a lot of space.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah.
Or you could have, no, you don't need that. So, because it's a speaker window, the speaker character organization
exactly,
window comes
yeah.
up. So, you've got the global one there, and then here you can just have the top five in this meeting.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
the top five in that meeting, in global,
yeah,
top
yeah,
five this meeting,
yeah.
and then the rest is
yeah.
obvious, isn't it?
Yeah, just do top five, both local and global, and then have another. But then we want a selection of three or four, maybe, interesting ones.
Okay.
And then,
but often the interesting ones don't occur. Things like joke don't occur very often. Well, they do sometimes, but they're not that common. One guy has top five joke. One of them's joke is in undergrad.
You follow those up.
<also. laughs>
Yeah, this is good for browsing now. It's perfect. I mean, that's right.
Yeah,
exactly what you want to do. With these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's what speaker characterization gives you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Who's the one
I'm all interested in this guy because he seems to be funny. Like, give me.
Yeah.
Let's take him to the next joke.
Yeah. That'd be quite good.
So is this percentage then? If you say like joke for this speaker is percentage, I don't know, 20.
Yeah.
Is that the what percentage of his speech is joke, or
what percentage,
what percentage
of the dialogue
of jokes
acts that he makes are jokes in the meeting
yeah.
and globally separately?
Yeah.
So once globally.
Okay.
Yeah. I think most things are coded with a dialogue act. A lot of them are coded with Z, which means no label. So I just ignored that as well.
Yeah.
It's just boring. And statement, which is boring. And also the other thing that they have is if somebody quotes something. So if I quote a joke to you, they separate that, so they put the dialogue act, and then they put a colon, and they put that. So I just ignored any quoted material because it's
yeah.
kind of
yeah.
weird.
Yeah,
what's
not a real joke anyways.
Yeah, somebody else's joke, so you have to be original about your material.
Yeah, I mean, just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's much more. So that's sort of implemented now, or is that
yeah, that's
going to be
I just finished. There might be some polishing, I can't remember, but I think it's pretty much complete. So I'll do that tonight, just put it up there so you can start using it.
When apt.bml, I'll just recompile the mbrowsers and then just get that.
You will?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, it uses my part as well.
Yeah.
The insearch.
Sounds good.
It, actually, do we have like naming convention for our source files? Just prefix them with an M?
Yeah, I was thinking that. It sort of turned out that way,
yeah.
bit, didn't it?
Yeah, that's sort of what I was doing. Like for your stuff, do you have?
No, I just was called meeting and speaker.
Oh, okay.
Well, I can change it if you want.
It doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah.
No, I'm just curious.
Oh,
thinking about future stuff, maybe.
You could put it in a package.
Yeah, that's true too.
If you got it.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Well, it doesn't seem to make any difference. I've never ever used Java packages. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah. Okay.
It's in the same directory. It works. So sorry.
I have one little question that I reckon we should have a little icon for the browser.
Well, you can double click on it.
Well, no.
I know.
Yeah, the top left. At the moment, they've got an X, which is
you
know, NXT, and it's sort of a bit cheeky to use that.
Yeah, it wouldn't something else. Just put a little Microsoft GIF like that.
No. I want something original. What do you suggest? The only thing I could think of was an M.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Same
thing.
You have a big yellow M, maybe?
Where have I seen that before?
You'd be sued for that, right?
Super size meeting browser.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Just probably basic, just text font. Just something nice, something
yeah.
solid, maybe.
I mean, it's tiny, so we can't really put more than one character in
it.
More sort of simple.
Anybody have any artistic talent? No.
Yeah.
No,
well,
I can.
MSc's in informatics, and we can.
That's possible. Some people are balanced. Some people. Yeah. Yeah, I know some balanced people. Give me a little check, see if I can find anything.
Well, if you find anything, then send it to me.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'll make up some M.
How do you add that to the Java program? Is it just basic?
I'm not sure, actually.
Okay.
It's really easy. You do it in one of the whatever the main window is. You do set GIF or something. Set
oh.
picture
yeah.
or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah, I know. Yeah, I know how
so
to put it there.
Frame.
But
okay. Okay.
I'll
right.
have to import it somehow. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I think you just give it a file name.
Yeah.
Oh, so it'll do the automatic expression down. If it's
yeah,
good.
Yeah. Just
oh, cool.
Nice. Yeah, yeah.
So
we
okay.
have to remember to include that in our evaluation. How did the GIF improve your browsing?
Yes.
Maybe it's a distinctive experience, I guess.
Oh, yes.
You can even have some sound when it comes on and you go, doo, doo, doo.
No.
Welcome to the meeting.
Can you get sound on these machines?
No.
Actually, have you ever managed? Oh, yeah, you must have. Yeah, but play any sort of music on the dice machines?
No.
Right? Okay.
No, but I think if you put headphones in, it'll just play. Just normal.
Oh, right, right.
If
them on the front, too, I think.
If the
yeah.
sound card is registered to your name, which
yeah.
it usually is not,
yeah.
and you have to reboot, and sometimes it still doesn't work.
I guess that's why we have a separate speech lab.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of audio. Okay. Okay, well this
yeah.
looks good.
Yeah. I'm having some troubles with the indexing, but found another package instead of writing it from scratch, because, well, I don't know. Just now, but I haven't run it much, but we'll see what happens in the next few days.
And we're going to be trying to get the output from that. And I don't know. Still haven't found out if it's feasible to open up more than one.
Yeah,
well, as many NOM objects as we can for each meeting to do. Like, we were getting, like, figured that the ranking did make sense, like, to be looking through the highest ranked ones first. So if we are going to look through only five of them, just pick the top five to do the search. And since that's probably what we're looking for anyways.
I still can't make it run TNT from Java.
Serious? Maybe I'll try.
Yeah, you try. If you can make it right there, I'll be well chuffed.
Yeah, I'd be surprised because I'm bad at Java.
Yeah, I didn't expect this course to be so much of a job.
Yeah, that's it.
Feels like it's.
It's a Java.
It's a Java course. Not anything else. It's just like
practical Java.
In fact, it's an NXT package.
Yeah.
Cool.
How do you guys find the documentation for NXT?
Rush.
Yeah.
That's my.
I mean, sometimes I have methods that don't have any explanation to them at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think
you're
it
just
was
like, right, I'll try this then and see
that's
what it
does.
Me.
Yeah.
And then, it was plainly generated by going to generate Java doc and just went and they never put it to it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's still this research platform.
Yeah, it's good to know what methods are there like
yeah.
without having to look at the source code.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, I'm just curious.
So
did we have a date for when we actually want the system done?
Friday?
Today, wasn't it?
I thought
we changed it to Friday.
I thought we changed it to the 10th or something. Because the thing is, I mean, we can keep working on little things, you know. And should we? So I don't know. Do we want to set an actual hard deadline? Or,
yeah,
like, when exactly were we going to start the evaluation?
Well, that's the problem because Steve hasn't given us any details, has he?
Okay. Well, I guess we can still come up with, like, test cases or whatever for the people and just come up with scenarios.
That's true.
That sort of thing. I mean, that's fairly straightforward.
I'm sure we could do that in, like, a meeting.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's
make
true.
It up to
just
them.
Brainstorm, yeah.
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 The thing is, yeah, we had the deadline as Friday, but we won't be able to do any evaluation during the weekend anyway.
No.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah.
So I think we could set Monday.
Yeah.
And that will give us the
yeah,
weekend.
Yeah, Friday.
We're coming this one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've got my DNLG presentation on Monday.
Oh.
Through the paper.
It's too much now.
Yeah.
Well. But yeah, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try and do
yeah,
it. Monday. I mean, we could. Should we meet up Monday? Or.
We'll probably have to talk to Steve at some point as well, I guess.
Yeah.
Just. We'll probably just have a regular Tuesday meeting with him. Like, we could send him an email, but I don't know if he's around.
Yeah.
He's not around this week, is he?
I don't know.
I think that's why we didn't have the meeting.
Maybe it's just today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Send him an email, he'll be reading it anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Although, do we really want the answer?
Yeah.
So if we don't ask, we can push
exactly,
it off.
Exactly, yeah. At the end, we'll say, yeah, well, you never gave us any test subjects.
Yeah.
But so he's supposed to give us test subjects.
Well, sort of, that's how I understand.
He said he would try.
He would make something up.
Okay.
Yeah, find some people. That's how I understood it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the thing is, you know,
because we're going to get an email
on our
MSC.
Right. We're looking for volunteers.
Yes.
I think if we don't get anything from him, then we should just do our friends, basically.
Yeah, if they have time. Start finding people.
Well, they're going to use.
Well, they're your friends.
They're going to use
yeah, I know,
perception projects and
yeah.
things like that.
Yeah,
so
it's
true.
Not
going to
take long, is it?
Yeah, that's
you need
true.
To be half an hour.
Yeah.
We need to use each other.
Yeah. Actually, some other friends of mine in different programs might be more willing. Have more of a break. So that might be an idea. Get a range of types of people as well, like not
maybe,
like highly computer,
yeah.
like not
well, they will be
you know, Linux literate.
They'll have to be, yeah.
I think that might be good as well.
Mm.
Sort of wider range
so
of people.
So how many people do we get trying?
I don't know, I think like 3 or 4 maybe.
Yeah.
That would be good.
Really?
Yeah,
I was thinking of like 10.
No.
No, it takes forever. And then you've got to analyze the results.
Yeah,
no,
like I think I did an ETI course a while ago and it's just, that's what there's, you know, there's 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. That was fine. Then you can do a massive amount of analysis on 3 people.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah.
How can
we
you
don't
get a range
to.
Of people if you have 3?
You have one computer scientist,
one art student,
and one dude off the street.
Yeah,
one's
supposed to be a woman, one's supposed to be a man, and one
visible.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe we should just have 2.
But yeah, if he finds them, then that's cool. If she finds the people.
Another thing,
we have the
presentation on like in 1.5 weeks or something, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Nearly 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's Tuesday.
Oh, it's
two.
Yeah,
two,
it's 2 weeks
today.
Then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have to have done the evaluation by then?
Yeah.
I think so.
I thought evaluation maybe for the report. So
no,
and that's going to be
the
25th. 25th
oh, right.
Is it? That's
what
I understand.
No, the
24th.
Yeah,
I
so it's not the.
I thought you said 25th, even though it's Good Friday. But
yeah,
it's not
a good
Friday.
Yeah,
it's
Good Friday.
Oh, yeah. Easter, too.
Wow.
It's not a Good Friday.
No.
No.
Well, it wasn't originally either. So.
Well, I'm sure on the website it says Thursday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that gives us 2 days to do the
evaluation.
No evaluation.
No,
okay.
Well, you know, the question is, do we need the evaluation for the presentation?
I didn't think so necessarily. I wouldn't assume, but we should ask him.
We should definitely ask him. Because if not, then
we should try and have it done by then anyway, I think otherwise it's constantly getting
yeah, that's probably
tight otherwise.
It's a good target. It's a good
yeah, you might be right.
We should aim to be finished by Monday, this Monday coming. A week no, yeah, well basically for Tuesday. Start the evaluation. Pretty much straight away, and then
because we need to write a presentation as well.
We have to write the report, yeah, and everything.
It's funny. No, it's just funny that you know have it finished by Monday, because after Monday I'm pretty much free for about a week or so.
Exactly.
It's
just, that's
it's
the
like
point.
If we had
yeah.
a bit more time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not free after this Monday, but I'm free
okay.
like. After
oh, the next one.
The
okay. Yeah, I'm free this after this Monday.
Free?
Well, what is
SBT?
SBT.
That's easy compared to. I mean, I'm not even.
Because I don't have
that.
Anything
yeah.
after the 18th.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
And you must have your research. For
well, that's in on the 18th.
Is that in on the 18th?
Mm-hmm. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
How's yours?
Not that at all. Yeah.
So,
in our timeline, we're within 25th, and that's
okay.
Friday.
Maybe that was us then, not him.
Yeah, that's why I'm trying to find
his. This stuff, yeah.
His.
Yeah, Thursday 24th.
Deadline
for submission.
We have a big party on the
24th. Well, now you can.
End of lectures.
So 24th, so...
Anyone fancy writing them an email?
Oh, it's actually 24th.
Just to ask whether we need to have the evaluation done for the demonstration, or...
That, yep. And...
We should have it done anyway. Okay, yes. Hopefully.
But it's still important.
Is, is that a part of the demonstration? Do they want that information?
Yeah.
Evaluation?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we need to know that anyway to prepare the presentation. And what was the other one? Basically, how's it going with your evaluation proposal? Have you got people yet for us? Or what are you thinking? And when?
Did he say anything about like what he expects of the final report and stuff? Like
no.
A few little things. Just made some comments at the last meeting. Just general, like how it all integrates, blah blah blah.
Do we know?
Yeah.
Did you ever say how long it was supposed to be?
No. I'd expect somewhere 10 to 15 pages.
Mm. I mean, how long were?
Although it's 50% of the mark, I think, isn't it? I think.
But we can write a lot. I mean, I think we should.
Yeah.
We should write everything.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we have a bit of time.
Because this, I mean,
that'd be good.
We have interim report of 7 pages. And that's, we could, yeah, we could probably just expand that. I mean, a lot of it's going to be the same thing.
Yeah, just to fine-tune it or detailed. And
yeah, and then, I mean, write about the evaluation.
Yeah,
well, that's going to be quite
yeah,
a
that could be,
stuff.
Yeah, that could easily be like 5 or 6 pages.
I don't think,
actually,
it's going to be.
So, do you want to write him an email then?
Sure.
That'd be good. And when I get home today, which will be before 6:30, I'll make that file readable, writable.
Okay, sure. Yeah. No big rush.
Well, I will...
Although just to get it out of the way, so... I'm trying to remember to do that tomorrow.
Well, I will need your snippets of code, or it'd be good if I had them by tomorrow evening.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to ask. At the moment, your search window. How's it organized?
Just basic, pretty much like the interim. Do you want to have the interim stuff? Just sort of like Google type thing, and just.
But at the beginning, when you haven't searched yet. Is it still divided into two and the bottom half is just
yes.
just empty?
Yeah.
Okay.
And as these come up, you just pop them in.
And then if you, I don't know, double click on one?
It doesn't do anything yet.
Okay.
Like that's the other big part. I mean, how to get that communication between the two different kinds of windows.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, if we have different things in here, like transcripts versus summaries versus topics,
yeah.
That was why I was sort of deciding to get the three panes in there instead of just the one. So there's a couple of those little things.
The icon, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good photo. Yeah, and makes more sense.
Yeah, maybe you want to do one left click highlights. The result in whatever you've got open.
Okay. Is that how it works in the other ones? In like the other windows, like
in
the various like
yeah.
if we're in the topic or
usually one left click it highlights it, cross highlights everything. I think. Yeah.
If you have like a particular window that you want me to mimic its behavior, then like just find it in the program and just say, okay, just how this one does it. So if it's like the topic window or the
well it's difficult because
So then I can just like trace back and figure out what objects they are bringing to me.
No, it's difficult. Because the transcription window does cross-highlighting in a very awkward way.
Mm.
Because it has to find the topic first.
Okay.
That was a pain. And when you right-click on a topic, it pops open the list of meetings that contain that topic. And that works when you left double-click on a topic, on a meeting, sorry, then it loads it.
Okay.
So you could take that for loading.
Okay.
So if we have that the same on this one, at least that you, if you double left click, then it loads.
So one left click just highlights?
Highlights, yeah, I mean, obviously highlights whatever you've clicked on here.
Oh, just the item.
But also highlights...
the transcript or whatever it is.
Actually, it's difficult because... Because you only ever have one meeting open and those results will be... well, I suppose if you have a local search, then it could cross highlight. Because, you know, if you get back several different meetings here,
right,
and you've only got one meeting open, then you can't cross-highlight anything.
Although, yeah, this is actually different from how we print it up here. Like, if we're doing a global search, then we are going to do it, like how we said before, and pop up a list of the various meetings that found those terms. And then we'll either, you know, multi-select or, you know, choose the one we want to actually do this. I think multi-select would make the most sense.
What do you mean by multi-select?
Well, just if there's, like, three of the top meetings, like we said before, language. We're looking for the word language and get the highest rating ones to actually look for the term, so we're not loading it on file 76
mm-hmm.
or 75,
oh,
whatever
okay.
it is. So the results from that will, you know, narrow down what we're going to use for the local search. So we'll just do the local search on those ones that are chosen, and if we can...
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it will be a bit different from how that is right now, when we do the global search at least.
In any case, if you left click, on a result that is contained in the meeting that is currently open, then it should cross highlight.
Yes.
If
yes.
not, it can't.
Exactly.
It should be fairly simple to just get the topics and the summaries from using that text extractor thing you work right.
Yeah, you have to start with just do topics
or
and stuff. So, yeah, you have to get the topics out instead of the segments.
Yeah.
Can you make... Is it very difficult to make another GUI, but only for a global search?
So that we search two different...
Just take that away, the
right.
the local
yeah.
checkbox.
That's
because
fairly
tab for the startup.
Yeah, because in the startup screen you can't have them.
Yeah, local anyways. Yeah. No, that's easy. Sure.
Yeah, would you make
yeah.
that? That'd be
that's
really
quite
handy.
Straightforward.
Everything else can just stay the same, you know?
Yeah.
In fact you can just leave everything as it is and just remove the checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
Really well.
Yeah.
You're gonna be able to do a global search for topics.
Yeah,
that
was
like
yeah, if I
yeah.
make a just
exactly.
index.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't think we'd bother with that, but
what?
I didn't
think we were going to bother with that, but
well,
it,
well,
it
I mean,
yeah,
it's not the first priority, maybe. But
are we bothering with our topic stuff still?
Well,
or is that sort of gone, like our own topic segment? Like since we can't do the labeling and all the rest, we are still doing our topic segment.
Well,
we
certainly
you are
do it enough to make it so we can do some numerical analysis on it.
But we're not going to be
at the very least.
We won't be doing a global search on the topics for our topics since they don't have labels.
No.
all the label ones.
Yeah.
All the label twos. Okay.
Yeah. No, I won't do that. Well, yeah, even if I happen to manage to make it do some keywords, I don't think we can expect you to also come up with a search.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like.
Well, no, it'll be kind of straightforward. Like if you're creating XML files.
Yeah. Yeah, if I create XML files, I'm not going to do that.
Mm.
I did have a look at trying to create XML files. It didn't look like a bad emission. I suppose it's not, it's as straightforward as writing an XML file, so it's, but it's organizing the segment data that it just looks so complicated to get it from the from a plain text file back into organized by who, which speaker speaks what, and how doing the segment. I think it was the stupidest way they could ever organize anything. Organize it by time, not by speaker. So I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, we're done. Okay. Can we just see what Steve says about the reevaluation and then, like, we'll keep in touch by email if we need anything. I guess we'll see you in Thursday. And Monday.
Yeah, we do. Do we need another meeting this week?
Probably not. I mean, just get work out. I think that's what I've got to do.
We can just email if we need.
Yeah.
I guess.